they were being received. I remember that was an exchange that Ajahn Sumedho had with Ajahn Chah fairly early, before a lot of Westerners started showing up to live with Ajahn Chah. And because Ajahn Sumedho was on his own with Ajahn Chah and pretty much as the only Westerner for several years before I think Jack Kornfield might have been one of the next Westerners who showed up. But Ajahn Sumedho was, you know, pretty much the only Westerner for several years. And Ajahn Chah asked Ajahn Sumedho one time, you know, in these early years, do you think you'll ever go back to America as a monk and live in America as a monk? And Ajahn Sumedho sort of immediately reacted negatively and said, there's no way. No way I can go back to America as a monk. You could, as a monk, and he was, you know, there's sort of, say, a back history or a back story of whatever negativity. But then also they said, you'd never survive as a monk there, and you know, people don't know what Buddhism is, they don't know what a Buddhist monk is, they wouldn't be able to, you'd just starve to death as a monk. And Ajahn Chah sort of looked at him in this really sort of concerned way. And of course, and Ajahn Sumedho sort of kind of felt, you know, I'm ranting a bit. And then Ajahn Chah asked, you mean to say there's no kind people in America? And Ajahn Sumedho said that was the point where he knew at some point in the future he's going to have to, would be going back to the West.